97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Scott Fawn is joining us from the Missouri Times and This Week in Missouri Politics. How are you, Scott?
I am doing great. Last 2 weeks of session. It's a fun time in Jeff City.
It is a fun time. It seems like there's a lot of stuff that just kind of seems to be, I don't know the best way to put it right now, but I was watching your midweek update earlier, and you had a senator on, and you were talking with her about an interesting thing that happened last week. We had the lieutenant governor on. After he went in and basically told the Senate that he has some suggestions for them. That kind of went over like a lead balloon, didn't it?
Well, look, I think David Wasinger, it's kind of a catch-22. David Wasinger is a very smart guy, and we get to know him, a really good guy to know. He's a very nice person. I'd still wager that Colleen is the charmer of the family and probably the brains, but I doubt he would argue with that. When he took the job, the job is not a very big job, let's be honest. I mean, you wake up in the morning, the governor is still alive, your calendar's pretty open. But the one job you do have is to preside over the Senate. And I'll tell you this, I'm trying to say this in the nicest way because I do like David Wasinger, but he has not mastered the Senate rules yet. He's gotten better. When he did that speech, everybody piled on. I'm like, no, it used to be real rough to try to watch him preside. He's gotten a lot better as the sessions went on, but I don't even think he would say he's mastered the Senate rules. And let's also be clear, he does not stay in that dais very long. Yesterday he was there 11 minutes. Today I think he was there 30 minutes or so. So it would be kind of like if there's a guy listening on the job site right now, if you had a dude that came in and worked an hour, half an hour a day for 3 or 4 days, then on Friday wanted to tell you how bad you were doing the job when you've been there the whole time, how would that go over at any job site that's listening to this show right now?
I'm sure that would
that
go over.
Probably getting locked in the porta pot.
It's probably about as well as it went over from what I heard from the comments from the senator.
If he were to, look, if Lieutenant Governor Wasinger were to decide, you know what, I'm going to spend the interim really learning the rules and I'm going to, in session, do what would, and also these senators are accustomed to Mike Kehoe and Mike Pearson actually doing the job and being there, and there's a camaraderie to being there for overnight filibusters and things that he just hasn't put the work in to have. So I think people would be a lot more open to his suggestions if he next session decides to do the job more and gets better at it. Then I think folks would want to care. No, this started because the Senate Appropriations Committee took one of his employees out and deleted them out of the budget. Now, you can insert your outsider drain the swamp, start there, joke how you want to. But he was pretty ticked off. He lost an employee, which every department director in every statewide office older gets mad when you take away their employees. So that's kind of where this started and what started this. And I do think, though, David Wasinger is a bright guy. He can rally from this. But if all he wants to do is come and say, oh, I'm an outsider, which is not true at all. But if he was, oh, I'm an outsider, you guys are bad, well, he'll get attention and that's what he'll do. But he'll, you know, that's not a way to earn the respect of your colleagues.
It was an interesting move and one that I don't think anybody really saw coming. And I think
people know he's going to be ticked when he lost his FTE.
I don't think most people thought he was going to do it from the dais. Is that fair?
I think it's fair to say that, you know, look, I think he caught folks by surprise. I also think you wouldn't have been talking about the lieutenant governor last week or right now if he hadn't done that. So I think he's gotten kind of what he wants. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. David Wasinger is a smart enough guy and a capable enough guy to do all kinds of things with this office. If he wants to be the guy that says, everybody else is bad, I'm the only good person, I'm here to drain the swamp, or whatever cliche you use. Outsider is a term that very smart people use to convince very, very stupid and angry people that they're on their side. If that's what you want to do all the platitudes, he can do that. That's easy. Anybody can do that. That's the simplest thing. He wants to put his head down and do the work. I mean, the truth is David Wasinger is such a talented guy. His next steps are in his hands. He'll make of that job whatever he wants. And if he wants to kind of continue down the path of acting clownish, he will. He'll probably be good at it.
So how do you think session has gone so far?
Well, I've always, you know, I've said on this show and others, yes, there was not a lot that's passed the last half decade. It has been very drip, drip, drip slow. But the only thing worse than that is the gusher of bills passing. And that's when the citizens should be very afraid. I think it's when, I think there's been some successes. I think the, to me, taking over the St. Louis Police Department is a dicey thing. It is a bold, outside the box thing. So we'll see what happens. I think that's a huge legislative accomplishment. We'll see how well it does in actually reducing crime. I think the law to start to build power plants in Missouri again was very important. I think it's went very well, but there's a couple things. Tomorrow night into the evening, they'll have the budget conference committee, and whatever comes out of that will be the state budget. That's the biggest thing everybody's watching now. Then the minute that budget's third read, you'll go into the horse race. There's a Farm Bureau insurance bill that's very important to folks in rural Missouri. You have a VLT bill that's stuck in committee, but could be, there'll be a hearing Thursday. You'll really see that final rush. And then Senator Moon from down in Lawrence County has said he's going to be the judge, jury, and executioner on if legislation doesn't meet the Hammerschmidt standard, which there used to be a standard in the state where bills had to kind of be single subjects.
Right.
Now that has been blown out. The court has not enforced that recently on any level. They haven't enforced it on ballot measures, much less statutes passed by the legislature. So Mike Moon's going to slow some of that down. So we'll see what that actually looks like next week.
Do you think that, there's been all this talk over the past few years about, super Republican majority needs to pass big Republican things. And we were just talking about when we started the show, I thought that the legislature so far has been conspicuously quiet compared to previous years, especially the last two. It seems like Jefferson City's kind of done Jefferson City, whatever they do there. And we really haven't heard a ton about it other than the Safer Missouri bill that was the governor's main priority. Once that got done, there really hasn't been a ton of talk about things. You'll have some things that you highlighted that people will hit here or there. But I haven't heard a lot of big things getting done beyond that. Is it really that way, or is that just Trump has sucked up all the oxygen in the media world and things have gotten done, we just didn't hear about it?
Well, Trump does suck up all the oxygen everywhere. Every politician in this country finds him probably impossible to compete with. The difference is I had a lot of Democrat friends say, oh, my gosh, you've got to see Kehoe's got to win that nomination. I was like, well, I mean, be careful what you wish for. He won't get on Facebook and whine and complain and tick you off. What he will do, he'll quietly pass things. So I guess the two big ticket items that once the budget is finished on Thursday, attention's going to go to Prop A. They're having to play defense because these initiative petitions, I've always said the Federal Society doesn't care about anybody here. They don't like anybody here. We are just scum. They cut out of their shoes. And to the same extent that the Democrats have the folks that funded Prop A, they don't care that it's bad for this state. They just want to color us in on a map. So they're trying to fix some of the damage Prop A did. That's going to be a big deal. Getting that done will be a huge thing. But again, that's defense. But it's kind of like they're winning elections, but they're not really winning the folks, because the folks are voting for these more liberal ballot measures the same time they vote for Republican politicians. So there's defense. And then the other defensive plays on Amendment 3. If I had to guess, and I've looked into my side of knowledge and made a prediction, they'll have a Prop A fix that they'll negotiate and pass in the normal way. But sometime Thursday of next week, they'll have to go to putting something on the ballot to repeal and replace, is what they say, to Amendment 3, the abortion measure that was passed last November. And when that happens, that'll probably have to have a procedural motion called the PQ, and that'll end session. So unfortunately, the voters have put things into law that the Republicans are now having to play a little defense on before they can get too offensive.
So I was talking with a friend in the House the other day, and we were talking about what's the over-under, whether the Senate makes next Thursday. Do we think they're actually going to make it to Thursday, or do you think they're going to adjourn on Wednesday? Do you think they'll make it all the way through?
Oh, my gut tells me, look, depending on how much Senator Moon wants to go and spike legislation, that he thinks is too broadly written. Keep in mind, the House loads up every Senate bill with I think today they did, the House did one bill that had 20 amendments or something. whatever Senator Moon chooses to do will determine the pace of the legislative flow. But I think this, I think they'll make it to Thursday night at least. And I don't think it'll be because there's fighting and it just everybody wants to leave. I think they'll go at some point to the abortion thing on Thursday. And, you know, abortion is unlike every other. There's every other subject and then there's abortion.
Right.
So my prediction would be sometime Thursday night they go to the abortion. It'll be something you put an HJR that you put on the ballot. Because they'll have to do it sometime if they have to make changes, right? The House will need to also reciprocate those changes. So I assume Thursday night they start on it. Sometime Friday morning they close debate and pass it over to the House for them to put on the ballot. That's I would say that's probably when session ends, because you are going to have to give the House some time to run the HJR back through to get it to the ballot. So that's my thought is sometime Thursday night they'll go to abortion, and that'll kind of be the real end of session.
Anything surprise you so far this session? Anything that you said, you know, I didn't really see that coming?
The pace of Mike Kehoe. I think Mike Kehoe decided he's going to do crime this year. I think he's going to do taxes next year. I think he's going to do school choice the following year. And I think that's kind of the way a businessman would do things. You know, a politician would want to go do a whole bunch of stuff at some big flurry. Mike Kehoe is building the relationships that it's going to take to have a sustainable record, probably the greatest legislative record since Governor Blunt. I think the pace of things, it's deliberate. It's not flashy. It's not made for social media. It's made to win games.
So if people want to catch up on everything that's going on for these last, I guess, what, 10 days? Is that about where we are? 10 days left in this whole thing? If people really want to watch the key things, what do you think are the key things to watch over these last 10 days, Ego? This is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and that'll be it.
If you're a political insider, if you want to see how many things happen, watch Mike Moon and see how much Senator Moon takes to the floor starting Monday afternoon. That'll be very indicative of what's going to happen going forward. If you're more of a passive observer, Prop A, the fix on that, everything is going to be kind of log jammed after the budget. There'll be a log jam until Prop A has decided what they're going to do with the paid sick leave and some of those things. And then it'll hang over everyone's head. The minute Prop A's fix is done, it'll be how many pieces of legislation can you get through the Senate before they go to abortion? And the bell will toll and everyone will know that we'll see you in September, because that's what I assume will end session. The Democrats have been pretty open. If you just put the old law up versus the current law, they're going to let that go because they think they can win that rather easily.
They do.
Now, the Republicans, I think, look, here's the sticking point. If you really want to watch the biggest thing that's going to be discussed, if I was on your show a week from tomorrow, the Republicans have a measure that gives you, I think, 8 or 10 weeks. I don't remember the exact one, with some exceptions for rape and incest. But the sticking point is you have to have a police report. You have to have went and filed a police report. Now, I think most folks think that's going to have a hard time passing the voters. Will the Democrats just let them walk into that buzzsaw? Do the Republicans take it out? Because I think that's the part, when you talk to folks on the pro-choice side, the part they're going to key on is the forcing women to have a police report to take to their doctor to have an abortion. I think that's going to be, to the extent that's still in there, that's going to make that thing very hard to pass, which frankly might mean the Democrats don't fight it as hard. I mean, the harder the thing will be to pass, the more eager they are to put it back on the ballot. You have two big state Senate races in next summer or next fall. And I think the Democrats would love for this issue to be talked about in those two state Senate districts where Prop 3 passed pretty substantially.
I got to tell you, man, I'm glad that you're there watching all this stuff so I don't have to. All I have to do is turn into this Week in Missouri Politics, and I get to find out everything that's going on because you handle it. Or I can just check out the Missouri Times, and it's all right there. Scott, I appreciate you making some time for us, man.
Thank you very much.